Kerrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode of the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Well, gang, today I'd like to talk about a real air pioneer. He's a medical man, Dr. Frank Brewster of Holdridge, Nebraska. Dr. Brewster's story goes back 28 years to 1919 when he became the first surgeon to use a plane. He traveled to distant hospitals and made emergency calls to out-of-the-way farmers and ranchers in the Middle West. At first, Dr. Brewster wasn't convinced that flying on medical calls was a thing to do, but a pilot friend of his talked him into it. Since that day, he's never been without a plane, and up until 2 years ago, he always had a pilot. At that time, the flying physician was 71 years old, and he decided it was about time he learned how to fly for himself. So he took flying lessons and got his license. Now he has more than 550 hours of flying time to his credit, most of it on medical business. If you were to ask the doctor about the advantages of flying on medical missions, he'd convince you in a minute flat it was the only way to go. He gives us just one example, the very day he bought the first OX-5 Jenny manufactured by Curtiss. On that day, he got an emergency call. Many miles away in Herndon, Kansas, a falling tool had smashed an oil worker's skull. There was no one around to perform the necessary emergency operation. It was a matter of life and death. Well, Dr. Brewster and his Jenny got over to the oil fields in jig time, and that man's alive today because of the flying doctor. In just a few minutes, gang, I'll be back with more exciting information about Dr. Brewster, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. The sudden, startling appearance of La Pantera and her men in the lost city of Xochitl caught Hawk, Tank, and young Christopher Cross by surprise. Their only warning was the booming of the huge temple bell, and when they rushed to the top of the massive stone monument, the enemy opened fire from the concealment of the surrounding forest. Pablo, an aged Mexican who had sounded the alarm, was hit and seriously wounded. The boys were faced with the dangerous task of getting down to the ground and suitable cover in the face of heavy gunfire. So they raced down the steps, Tank carrying the unconscious native on his back, and crouched behind the large stone altar on the platform halfway down the side of the temple. La Pantera's men, realizing the boys were unarmed, started up the stairs after them, but finding a loose stone in the altar, Hop and Tank rolled it down on them, forcing them to retreat in panic. Shortly, the heavy gunfire was resumed, and as Hop and Tank watched the gun flashes in the gathering gloom of dusk, the young pilot took a grim view of the situation.
They have the stairs covered from all angles, and it's the only way down from here. Looks like we're caught in a very neat trap.
Now wait till it gets dark, then we can sneak down.
Oh, not a chance. They'll come up again. They know we're not armed.
Well, we stopped them once, we'll do it again.
Huh? Hey.
Yes, Chris.
You all right?
Fine, thanks.
Well, come here. I want to show you something.
Okay, right with you.
Hey, hold it. The shooting stopped.
Something's up.
Daniel Hardigan!
Take off the terror.
Daniel Hardigan! Do you hear me?
Can you see her? Yeah, I think that's her, over by that pile of rocks. Brother, I wish I had a gun.
Daniel Hardigan! Answer me!
Why don't you answer? I hear you!
So, I will make you an offer, senor.
What kind of an offer?
Surrender! Come down with your hands in the air, and I will spare your life!
Who's she kidding? Suppose we don't surrender!
Then, senor, I shall come up after you, and I will not answer for the consequences.
You tried it once, big shot. You didn't do so good.
The second time will be different.
That's what you think.
Senor, for the last time, will you surrender? I promise you, no harm will come to you.
Don't trust her. Don't worry. You'll have to come up and get us, senora.
Very
Uh-oh. They're really pouring it on now.
Huh? Hey, come on.
We are.
Is La Pantera coming up again?
I'm not there, but soon. We're in a tough spot.
Well, look. Look what I found.
What?
Here. This hole at the bottom of the altar where you got the stone.
What about it?
Wait a minute. I'll shine my flashlight.
Jumper Jerry. It's a ladder.
I bet it goes down into one of the tunnels inside the temple.
Well, let's move, but fast.
Oh, La Pantera be surprised.
Chris, you go first.
Okay.
Tank, want me to help you with Pablo?
Be easier if I carry him myself. He's light.
All right, but be gentle.
Do my best. Yeah, I'm safe.
Go ahead, crawl in.
They coming up yet?
No, I can't hear them. But hurry it up anyway.
I'm on the ladder. Come ahead.
Check.
Come on, fellas. I'm at the bottom already.
We're on our way.
Hey, where are we, anyhow?
In some kind of a room. The priest must have used it during the ceremony.
Oh, you mean when they carved up people on the altar?
Yeah. Here, let me help you.
It's okay. I can handle it.
Come on, Hop. There's a tunnel over here near the stone table.
Okay. Too bad we couldn't block that hole up there.
Yeah. Hop and Tara will know where we went, but maybe we can check her in the tunnels. Come on. Hey, what are them things on that table?
What a stone knife. Look, Hop.
Oh, yeah. Wicked looking, aren't they?
They're still sharp after all these hundreds of years.
You suppose these are the things the priests used to...
They must be.
Oh, brother, give me the shears.
Take a couple with us anyway.
Okay.
Oh, fine. Now we got stone knives plus rocks against their guns.
That's better than nothing, Tank. Come on now, let's move.
I'll go first. I'm like away.
Be careful.
Think we'll be able to get down on the ground, Hop?
I imagine so. Tunnels must have been built for a reason.
I think we're heading down now. Feel how it slopes? Well,
keep checking your compass ring, Chris, so we'll have a general idea which way we're going.
I am.
I sure hope that dame ain't found for Peter. I want that gun out of the packet. Then we can put up a real scrap.
Maybe the darky will be smart again and come looking for us like he did before.
Chris?
Yeah, they're up on the altar platform.
But what are they shooting at?
Probably advanced cover fire.
Thank goodness we ain't still in that room.
Go on, step it up, Chris.
Oh, sure.
Hey, they'll see the flash.
Oh, not yet. We've made a couple of turns.
No, we're heading south now. When we came in, we were heading west.
Wish I knew where we'd wind up.
Wherever it is, we can't be any worse off.
No.
Hey, watch yourself, Tank.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, you want me to carry Pablo?
No, no, I can handle him. But he's awful quiet, Hop. I think maybe he...
Hold on a second.
Hold it, Chris.
What's the matter?
It's Pablo.
I can still feel his heartbeat. He's alive.
Not by much, he is. This ain't doing him no good either.
Can't be helped. Well, certainly can't leave him behind. Okay, Chris, go on.
They must be up ahead somewhere.
Hey, listen.
Hey, they're coming. Down the light, Chris.
Hey, Hop, they're getting close. We can't just stand here.
Chris, on the double.
I can't see where I'm going.
Keep your hand on the wall.
Pop.
Yeah.
Maybe Pantera's in front. If we knock her off, maybe her thugs would run.
Yeah, maybe they'd get mad.
Chris, what are you stopping for? Keep going.
There's another passageway here. It goes off to the right.
Okay, get in there, quick.
This way, Tank.
What's the idea? Why don't we keep on going the way we were?
A chance La Pantera may go straight ahead herself.
This tunnel's a lot now.
Oh! Chris, what's the matter?
I can't go any farther.
Oh, great. It's a dead end.
We better turn around and go back.
Faster, Miguel. Faster.
No, don't move.
They come up before I hit.
She's right outside this tunnel. Shut up.
Senora. Wait. What is it, Miguel?
Shut up, I said.
There's a tunnel here. There is an opening.
So, they may have gone that way to follow.
What shall we do, Senor?
Take one of the men, Miguel, and search in there. I shall wait here.
As La Pantera's words echo menacingly in the narrow passageway, the boy's blood suddenly runs cold. Trapped in a dead end, there's no possible way of escape. Or is there?
We'll know in a moment, gang, so stand by. Now, fellas and girls, let's get back to Frank Brewster, the flying doctor. You know, one of the advantages of traveling by plane is the time it saves, and that time is doubly important to medical men, because when a patient has to be treated or operated on in a hurry, a life may be at stake. Many times, Dr. Brewster has to rush from one hospital to another, and with his plane, he can cut travel time in half. Now that airports are springing up all over the country, the job of getting from one place to another is easy. When Dr. Brewster looks back over all the years he's been flying and remembers all his planes, he really appreciates the usefulness of the private plane. Now he owns a new Fairchild F-24 and an Aronca Chief, and one of the others in pretty constant use. The doctor remembers the old days when he had to stuff cotton in his ears to drown out the engine noise and vibration. And he also remembers that engines weren't always reliable. You could never tell when they might conk out. But in spite of that, in all the years he's been flying, he's never been in an accident. Oh, you had to make one or two forced landings, but those he blames on the crankiness of the old OX-5 engine. Dr. and Mrs. Brewster have two sons, Wayne and Don. Both are doctors, and both are pilots. They share with their father the responsibilities of running three hospitals, and each in turn learn from their father the advantages of using a plane. To make the family record perfect, Mrs. Brewster has started to take flying lessons. All the family goes in for air tours and dawn patrol breakfasts, and at every air event he's ever attended, the doctor has won the prize for being the oldest active pilot. Well, that's some record, isn't it, gang? Remember that Dr. Brewster was the first surgeon to use the plane, and also remember, America needs flyers.
And now, back to our story. Racing along a narrow, twisting tunnel in the heart of the temple, Hawk, young Chris, and Tank, who was carrying the unconscious body of Pablo, try to escape La Pantera and her men, who are following close behind. But the boys turn into a dead end. They're stymied. Before they can turn back, La Pantera reaches the mouth of the tunnel. Standing in the darkness, holding their breath, they hear her utter a command.
Take one of the men, Miguel, and search that tunnel. I should wait here.
Oh, gosh, now we're in for it.
Oh, golly, what can we do?
Try to throw them off the track. You two stay put. Don't move.
What's the idea?
No matter what you hear me say, don't move away from that spot.
What are you going
to
do?
No time to explain. I'll see you later.
Hop, come back.
Shut up.
You can't. I won't let you.
Hank, he knows what he's doing.
He's sticking his neck in a noose, that's what.
Come up, we're
quiet. Hank, they'll hear you.
Hold it again.
Miguel, what is it? They're here, senor. Come on, 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 come on
one of them. Bueno.
Tank and Chris clutch at each other in stark fear. Is it true? Has Hop been shot? Has he sacrificed his life to guarantee their freedom?
Gang, don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode. Tune in and fly with Pop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Pop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday, same time, same mutual station.